USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says human behavior will help determine when the coronavirus pandemic will come to an end. She said this week vaccines are available, but the unpredictable part of the whole situation is how we behave as a society. Walensky explaining we're fighting against each other instead of what she called our common foe. As gas prices continue to rise across the nation to their highest levels since 2014, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Biden administration is working on steps to address the short-term supply and price of gas, even after natural disasters have taken place.
We, of course, want to address the short-term supply issues. One of those issues, as we know, was related to Hurricane Ida and the impacts in the region.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.